agree. They spent a lot of money in their secondary during the offseason, and they've gotten a lot of interceptions this season. What have you seen from the back end of their defense that they do well?
They certainly made some plays. You mentioned it as far as their ability to create turnovers. That's one of the things that really stand out. I believe they're one of the best in the league. I believe they have 18 turnovers, somewhere along those lines, 13, obviously, by interception. So I think they do a great job of that. They play with very good awareness on the back end of things. But as always, it always starts up front. You know, they got a good unit up front. They do a really nice job being physical. They do a great job as far as pursuit of the football, covering the ball. So it gives us another good challenge.
What did you think of Jamal Williams' performance in Chicago Sunday?
I thought he did a really nice job. Probably the number one thing that stood out, his ability to break tackles. Very decisive as a runner, put his foot in the ground and got the ball north and south, finished moving forward, and again accelerated his feet on contact, breaking tackles. I think that stood out more than anything else. He also did a nice job from a protection standpoint, understanding his assignments, his targets, and he was fundamentally sound when the opportunity presented itself as far as the one-on-one type situation, him versus a defender.
Kind of looked like you.
You know, he has his own style. I love his attitude. I love his approach. You know, he puts a lot into it. So when you go back and you look at a guy that's been, you know, just from a preparation standpoint, working his tail off, and then to get that opportunity, it's no surprise, you know, he played the way he played because he goes about preparing to step into that role on a day-to-day basis. And so he made the most of the opportunity. I mean, you know, that's what, you know, really, you know, just makes you excited and proud of him.
What makes a good mutter, a good bad weather running back?
Probably the number one thing is balance. I think, you know, certainly that helps. You got to have a good understanding as far as from a scheme, what we're trying to get done. But I think it's balance more than anything else. I think he did a really nice job staying on his feet. But also, again, going back to his ability to break tackles. You know, you talk about, you know, running with that nice, your feet under your body. You know, his ability to accelerate his feet on contact. You know, and in this division, the instincts. I think all of that stood out the other day versus Chicago. He did a really nice job.
Edgar, with what Aaron was able to do and his opportunity, and then what Jamal was able to do, and when he got a chance this past weekend, is there part of you that just kind of wants to give Devontae an opportunity and see what he'll do with it, even if he doesn't have as many reps under his belt as the other guys?
It's similar situations as far as, you know, they all prepare to step into that role, and when their opportunity comes, I think they'll all be ready. Like I said last week, Ben, he's doing a great job with those young guys in that room. And Devontae, he continues to prepare, and obviously he's getting more opportunities in practice now, and he should be ready. But, you know, again, you know, all of those guys from a preparation standpoint, we got to be in tune with what we're asking them to do from a protection standpoint, as a runner, as a receiver out of the backfield. There's a number of different things that we just got to make sure we're all on the same page as far as our job assignment.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask about protection. How comfortable are you with those guys? Obviously, Jamal hasn't done it a lot, and Devontae hasn't done it at all.
Right. As far as in live situations, as far as with Devontae, but he certainly had those opportunities in training camp as well as in practice. And so, again, it always comes down to understanding his responsibility in the protection scheme, but then also from a fundamental standpoint, making sure that he's fundamentally sound as far as the techniques that we teach in order to be successful.
I think he's got that understanding considering Baltimore. I think Mike said on Wednesday that they blitz coming off the or off the bench.
You know what? Tremendous scheme, and they do. They give you a lot of different looks. But when you're playing a team that's, you know, from a schematic standpoint, that's going to show you a lot of different looks, you have to stay true to who we are. And a big part of that is the rules that we have for certain protections and making sure that we're all on the same page, because I always – feel that anytime we're on the same page, we generally go out and execute.
has there been more mental work this week to get ready for an offense? I mean, we got a newish quarterback and you got new running backs, and
That's always part of it, you know, making sure that we do everything. We always talk about what we can control. Well, we can control our preparation. We can control putting more time into it away from the building. So when we have certain cut-ups, you know, to make sure that we see all the different looks that's on tape. Obviously, they had a bye week, so maybe they have another wrinkle in there. But as far as what's on tape, you know, Mike Ayers used to always refer to it as the uncommon looks, unscouted looks. And so we want to make sure we do our due diligence to make sure that whatever they have on tape, we've seen it, we've covered that, but also be ready for this could happen. And it goes back to what I said earlier as far as making sure that we understand, number one, our assignments, our rules as far as to certain looks, certain systems, and putting everyone on the same page from a communication standpoint.
You know, Edgar, it always seems like quarterbacks kind of have their guys that they develop the trust in a little more quickly. You know, Favre had you on checkdowns and Chewy whenever he absolutely needed anything.
Keith Jackson, yeah, Robert Brooks.
For Aaron, it's been mostly Jordy, but not always. Is it possible that that's developing a little bit? I know it's still early with Devontae and Brett. And what kind of value would that have for him as a quarterback to have that guy that kind of maybe the trust is just a little bit farther along?
Right. It certainly helps from a confidence standpoint. Number one, you know, they're obviously working toward that. Now what we have to continue to do, we have to stack successes. You know, coach always talks about that. So we got to continue to improve on a daily basis. But as far as being on the same page, making plays, all that helps in terms of confidence. And I think other guys as well, you know, they're on the verge as far as getting those opportunities in. We just got to make the most of those as well. But certainly from a confidence standpoint, it helps.
Yeah.